Lebanon's military tribunal has issued an arrest warrant for Jamal Defterdar, who is the commander of the Al-Qaeda-linked Abdullah Azzam brigades. The group was behind the twin bomb attacks on the Iranian embassy in Beirut last November. Our correspondent in the Lebanese capital has the latest.
This is part of the ongoing judicial process. However, I think what is more important is what Defterdar could have uncovered during the interrogation, information about some of those who might also have been involved in attacks, those who remain at large. We, for example, just today, the Lebanese army discovered a weapons warehouse in the northern region of Aqal, which is not very far away from the Syrian border. So I think that, you know, the arresting of more of these suspects, the most important part is that it will lead to the arresting several more, because there are indeed huge numbers of these foreign fighters who have entered into Lebanon. Many of those, for example, who have fled from Syria, some of them coming under the disguise of refugees. And by the way, the weapons warehouse, which was raided by the Lebanese army, had been rented by one of the Syrian refugees. So, you know, in general, as I said, this is a ongoing process in Lebanon's war against terrorism. And I think that these very high targets, these high figures like Defterdar, in addition to Majid al-Majid, for example, all of this will contribute to putting an end or to further taking more stern measures and curbing the terrorists in Lebanon.